I spent it in the last 10 years or so. We'll do a ton in Mexico off and on anyway. And this poem, entitled "The Republic of Mexico," I suppose reflects one attitude to parts of Mexico. Certainly not all of Mexico, but it's Mexico as I've felt it. The Republic of Mexico, whose soul is revealed in hidden villages on stilts of bone, by the yellow fingers of aged apothecaries, by the sphincters of combustible mountains, by the fierce eyes of spider crabs on orange beaches, and the tears of desperate brides wedded to the five wounds of Christ, in whose landscape I see bishops of madness with miraculous shin bones and flaming bowels, the perjured eyelids of duennas, plumed warriors scarring heaven with Catherine wheels and crazy rockets, sad petticoats in dance of citron and cockroach, secret botanies of the groin, and the scabs and lice of a million drunken plowmen, whose lament is heard from the crazed throats of gourds and bells, from ubiquitous masked guitars steeped in tequila, from continents of chandeliers rising from the passionate sea, and sung by the ululating one-eyed woman whose hair is perpetually entangled in the national lottery. O vast republic, your violet clouds weep drops of blood and unique electric blossoms. Your churches rotting in the sun give birth to storms of worms. Your highways end in thickets of dark cilia. Your calendars smoke like the mouths of pistols. I watch the lightning over Ixtaccihuatl. The great Cordillera sinks beneath its burden of ardent stone.